Grand Junction. This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Grand Junction's Downtown Arts Fest starts tonight. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg says attendees can pursue exhibits at galleries and kick up their heels at a free dance party.
The annual art celebration continues Saturday with the installation of new temporary sculptures lining Main Street, which will be closed to traffic for an artist expo. Lee Borden is executive director of the Art Center of Western Colorado.
It just makes me feel really proud that our community has not just the talent, but the desire to bring those talents together and show them off.
The festival closes out Saturday with Porcella, with local musicians playing concerts in front of downtown homes. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado is entering the fall season with more than half the state experiencing dry conditions. According to the latest U.S. Drought Monitor, large swaths of northwestern and southeastern Colorado are abnormally dry, with some pockets of drought. Last year at this time, most of the dry conditions were on the western slope. Regulators say they need more time to decide whether to approve Xcel Energy's wildfire mitigation plan. In June, Xcel Energy submitted a proposal to improve its wildfire response. It plans to spend $1.9 billion on upgrades like AI-enabled cameras to detect fires, and it wants approval on formal processes to preemptively cut power when there's high fire risk. But regulators said the plan is incredibly complex, and they need until August 2025 to hear from the state and the public. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 4:06.